Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, the immortal nectarine illuminations on the sweet avatar, Prem Purushottam Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Because this is Anurag Katha. Anurag means some Anurag, the attachment, the thrill, the delight. Anu, it changes moment by moment. Krishna never looks the same. Krishna's holy name never feels the same. This is Anurag. This is Anurag Katha. I can give a class on this verse. Madhurya Govinda Maharaj can give a class on this verse. Mohan Rupa can give a class. Everyone can give 100 classes on one verse. And still we won't reach the end of the nectar. Amrit. Ananta Amrit. Nandana Acharya Shaka Jagate Vidita Lukaya Dui Prabhur Janra Gare Stita. Nandana Acharya, the 17th branch of the Chaitanya tree, is celebrated within the world because Gauranga and Nityananda sometimes would hide in his house. God and his brother would play hide and seek. Very interesting. I thought this was a child's game. Have you ever heard of the game looky looky? Hide and seek? Close your eyes, count to 100. 1, 2, 3. Everyone scatter. And go here and there and try to, then I'll try to find you. This is the game. This is one of the leelas, Radha Krishna's leelas. Same word we had yesterday in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Lukaiya. Looky looky. I looky for you, you looky for me. Looky, looky, English we say look, hide and seek, look and see, search and find. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Nandanacharya was another companion or Nitya Parishad of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his kirtan pastimes in Navadvip. Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the Avadhut, he traveled on many pilgrimages all over India. And when he came back to Sri Navadvip Dham, he decided to play hide and seek with his younger brother. So to do that, he hid himself in the house of Nandanacharya, which is about a half a kilometer from Lord Chaitanya's house. It is there that Nityananda first met all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his Mahaprakash, his form of showing different avatars and incarnations, he asked Ramai Pandit to call Advaita Prabhu, who was hiding in the house of Nandanacharya. So a lot of people are hiding there. It's a hideout. Nandanacharya's house is a hideout. Because Mahaprabhu could understand that Advaita was hiding. And Lord Chaitanya himself, he also sometimes hid in the house of Nandanacharya. So they're playing this hide-and-seek game. God is playing hide-and-seek. This is Balya Leela. This is a child. Because the Lord, he says in the Bible that no one can come to God unless he becomes innocent and pure like a child. God himself is childlike. Dear Lalita. Dear Lalita Nayak. This is carefree. Funny. He's a jokester. He enjoys. There's no work there, no toil, hardship, distress, anxiety, hankering for what we don't have, which we think we need, and lamenting if we lose something dear or near. So a week ago, we had a class where we talked about a great devotee. Shuklambara Brahmachari ki? Shuklambara Brahmachari Bada Bhagyavan. Janra Anamaga Kari Kaila Bhagavan. This is, first of all, I want to back up a little bit to set the stage for what we're talking about. If you just parachute into a country which you've never read about, say you go on an airplane and you put on a parachute and they take you to Peru and they say, okay, jump. And they open up the plane, the Bombay doors or whatever they call it. They open up the luggage compartment of the plane. They say, okay, you jump now. You have a parachute. No parachute, chata, like chata, no? Okay, where am I going? I don't know. Who am I going to meet there? I don't know. What does it look like? I don't know. What's it all about? I don't know. Just jump. Ah! That's what it means to become a Hare Krishna devotee. You become a Hare Krishna devotee. It's what the Christians call the leap of faith. Leap. Leap means, you know, jump. Leap. Leapfrog. Jump of faith. So in one sense, to throw oneself at the feet of God is obviously an expression of deep faith, tivra shraddha, tivra, intense faith and belief. Yes, God will pick me up. God will save me. God will maintain me. God will protect me. He is my everything. Krishna pranadan, Krishna mata, Krishna pita. This is called Sharanagati. So this person, Shuklambara Brahmachari, he's Bhagavan. He's very fortunate. How is he fortunate? Because of this pastime. But this whole chapter is all about the branches of the Chaitanya tree. Chaitanya Taru Shaka. Shaka means branches. We know about branches, yes? Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita about branches. I don't mean branches of ISKCON. ISKCON has 100 branches. 500 branches. One ISKCON Bombay is one branch, Bombay branch, Vrindavan branch. But Krishna talks about Vyavasayatmika Budhir. Isn't it? Bahushaka Ayanantascha. Bahushaka Ayanantascha. Krishna says, for one whose senses are not controlled, and his mind is not controlled, Bahushaka Ananta, Ananta Shaka. His mind has 1,000 branches, 1,000,000 shakas, ananta. So many branches in our mind. Branches means vasana. Vasana means icha, calm, desire. Well, this chapter is talking about shaka. This is divya shaka, transcendental branches of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tree. This, of course, is a figure of speech. It's called a metaphor. This is a figurative example. The previous chapter describes this whole tree, and there's some 9 points of that chapter which I want to review to bring the whole thing, because we're talking about branches. We're using a metaphor and saying, this devotee, this acharya, this paramahamsa, this siddha, siddha saint, Gaudiya Vaishnav siddha saint, he's a shaka. Chaitanya taru shaka. He's a branch. He's a branch of the Chaitanya tree. Okay, well, he's a branch. Okay, what's a branch? Well, branch is part of a tree. Well, what's this tree? So then that was in the previous chapter, which we probably forgot also. But just to put it all together into some clear and understandable package so we can have some perception about the exaltation and grandeur of these Vaishnavas that we're hearing about. Vaishnav Mahima. Vaishnav Gun, Vaishnav Mahima, the glories of the Vaishnavas. Naam, Rup, Naam Mahima. Rup Mahima, Gun Mahima, Leela Mahima, the glories of their name. Their name is glorious. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Nitya Leela, Pravishta. Ashtotarasata Shishimad, AC, Bhakti Vedanta, Swami. Prabhupada Ki Jai. Glorious name. Shuklambar. So this whole tree, it starts off that, we're talking about a tree, so there must be a gardener. A tree must be put in the soil. A tree starts with a seed. Let's put the whole thing. We're talking about a metaphor. This whole chapter is about a metaphor. Let's understand the parts of the metaphor before we dive into the middle of Peru. That's the analogy. You just dive into the middle through with your parachute. What, don't know anything about the country. You haven't read about it. You haven't heard about it. You haven't studied it, the topography, the culture, the habits, the religion. So you're uninformed. So obviously, it's a very obvious conclusion. A tree has a seed. That's the beginning. A tree has a seed, has a root, has a bijam, has a mul, a root, has a trunk, has leaves, has flowers, and finally, what is the final product of a tree? Phal, fruit, the relishable ras, the flavor, the aroma, the taste, the shape, the color, everything is there in the phal. This is the perfection of the tree's creation. Safal, jivan safal, jivan artadam, jiva artadam safal. What is the fruit of this life? The artadam, the desirable gain of, we should acquire in this human form of life. What should we acquire? Artadam, the real fruit. Is the fruit money, position, fame, name, pratishta, lobh, puja? I'm a big man, I'm a great this, I'm a great that. It's all asat. Asat phal. This is mundane art material. So now we understand, everyone understands without repetition what is the tree. These are the parts of the tree. Now let's go through this previous chapter which describes. The tree, this tree that we're talking about the tree and we're talking about branches. Each week we hear about a great devotee who is one of the branches. Well, the tree started with a seed. And this seed was first sown and placed in the ground of Navadvip Dham Ki Jai. And this seed was a particular type of seed. You have apple seed, which makes apple tree. You have mango seed, ambij. Then Ambriksh, Taru. So this seed was something special. And this tree that this seed was going to produce has a special name. It's called Premamara. Premamara Taru. Premamara Taru. Bhakti Taru. Which Prabhupada translates as the desire tree of bhakti. The desire tree of devotional service. This is a kalpa taru, kalpa, kalpana, we have kalpana, dream, kalpana. So this is desire. So this particular seed was planted, it all began with a seed and was planted in Navadvip. At the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Yoga Pita Ki. Then the tree, the main part of the tree is the trunk. The trunk, the roots are there, we'll hear about it. But the trunk is the body, the main body of the tree is called the trunk, which everything stems or originates there, the branches and sub-branches and leaves, everything starts with the trunk. That's the main supply, connection to the roots. The tree itself and the trunk is actually Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki. Now, who is the gardener of that tree? The gardener means the, as it says in Bengali, malakar, malakara, or you say, it says, mukya mala, mali, mukya mali. Who is the gardener of that tree of desire, that desire tree of devotional service, premamara taru, bhakti taru? It is none other than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga. Gauranga! Gauranga! This golden avatar of divine love and unlimited compassion presenting itself, these two qualities, divine love, prema, Krishna prema, and anukamp or karuna, have combined together not in just a form of Bhagavan, Bhagavan Karup, but in a Madhurya Rup, very, very sweet form. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, someone may show compassion and they may show some love. But if it's packaged and dripping and soaked and saturated with honey, that's called Madhurya Karuna. Karuna Mahi Radha Rani Ki. And if someone is distributing the essence of love, the highest epitome, the zenith and pinnacle of prema, there is Dasya Prem, there is Sakya Prem, there is Vatsalya Prem. There is the love of a master for a servant, servant for his master, a friend, bosom buddy, my Sakhi, Sakhi, Sakhi love, girlfriend love. There is motherly love, parental love. But then there is conjugal love, Parakiya Bhav. This is the sweetest expression of love. This is the essence, the Prem Sara. And that Prem Sara, that Mahaprabhu is that Madhurya Rupam. Madhurya Karuna, Madhurya Rupam combined together in one golden avatar. Prem Kali Yuga Patita Pavanar Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki. Prem Purushottam Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki. Just imagine how sweet, how inebriating, how intoxicating, soothing, satisfying, fulfilling is the divine love being distributed by Lord Chaitanya. That's the prema aspect. And that compassion, the karuna, the anukampa means compassion. The compassion, the karuna of Gauranga is so sweet that anything, any sour person, any bitter person, becomes sweet by falling in the ocean of Gauranga Prem Sindhu. If someone falls in the Gauranga Prem Sindhu, the sourest sour puss, I have this phrase in English, sour puss means sour face. The ugliest person, the most greedy, selfish, lusty person, he becomes a glubjaman. He becomes a gulab jamun of love. Sweet, juicy, chewy, delicious, and satisfying. You can eat one gulab jamun. It's very good. Yes? No. It's good. And they come in two varieties. Sham and gori. Right? You ever had gori? Gori gulab jamun? Radhe, radhe, radhe. This is gori, radha. Golden gulab jamun. So now we have the seed is planted, we have the trunk, and every tree has roots. Mool. So who are the roots? Because this is a figurative example, this is a metaphor. The roots are nine sannyasis. Heavy tree. Nine sannyasi roots. The mukya shaka, or the madhya, we can say the madhya shaka. The central root is Paramananda Puri Maharaj Ki. And he's in the center, the world, the lotus. So he's the main root. Mukya shaka, madhya shaka. But then in eight directions, because if the tree is very tall, it must have very deep roots, and they must go in all directions to keep it from twisting and falling this way, that way. The eight other sannyasis, the roots are going in eight directions, north, south, east, west, etc. This is the roots of the tree. Alright, now, this tree has many branches, like every tree does. But there's two very special, very big mota shaka. Mota? Fat branches. Very strong branches. Two main branches from the directly from the trunk, not sub-branches. Upashaka. Direct, sakshat shaka. Direct from the main. And in this analogy, which is about people and about a tree and about the desire tree of bhakti and premamara, Taru, the wish-fulfilling tree of Krishna Prema. This is the analogy in the discussion. So who are these two great branches, main branches from that trunk of Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya? Who are they? Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki. Sitanath Advaitacharya ki. They're the two main ones. Now, what we're hearing, it says that from Advaitacharya and Lord Nityananda, so many other branches came. Bahu Shaka. Many branches. After Lord Chaitanya, he planted the tree in Navadvip Mandal, West Bengal. He picked up that tree and he moved the tree. Where did he move the tree? Sometimes people move trees. You go to the nursery, oh, I want that tree. Then they dig it up and they bring it over and they plant it in your garden. So he moved the tree, the Premamara Taru, the Bhakti Taru, he moved it from Navadvip, West Bengal. He moved it to Jagannath Puri Purushottam Kshetra Jagannath Swami Ki. Then he was on the move. He's a sannyasi. Lord Chaitanya is moving. So when you move, sometimes you carry your house plants with you, isn't it? You have so many plants in your house and maybe some small trees. So you move from Chandi Chowk to Greater Kailash. So you have a big house. So you carry your trees with him. After Jagannath Puri, that tree was moved somewhere else. That Prema Taru, that Bhakti Taru was moved from Jagannath Puri, and where was it moved to? Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Or Vrindavan, to be exact. Actually, Vrindavan. Shidam Vrindavan Rajabhumi Ki. And that's where the tree is today. Arivo. Because it doesn't say in a Chaitanya Charitamrita that the tree went anywhere else but Vrindavan. But this is a very special tree because you know of spiritual algebra, yes? In spiritual algebra, spiritual mathematics is based on a sutra. It's based on a shloka from the Upanishads. Om Purna Purnamidamidam Purnam Purnam Ujachate. The Isa Upanishad says, if you have the complete whole, Krishna, Purna Bhagavan Sri Krishna Ki Jai, Purna Tam Bhagavan Sri Krishna Vrindavan Ki Jai. Jai. Jai.
Jai.
You have the complete whole and you take something from it, you still have the complete whole. So in spiritual mathematics, 1 + 1 = 1. 1 - 1 = 1. Huh? Hey, wait a minute. I made 1 lakh. Then the tax department came and took my 1 lakh. Now I have 0. This is material mathematics. This is not based on Upanishads. Our mathematics is based on the Upanishads. Om Purna Purnamidam Idam. So there was one beautiful Bhakti Taru that appeared in Navadvip and Yogapit. And it's still there. And then that was moved and it's also in Puri. There's a Bhakti Lata Prema Mara Taru in Jagannath Puri. And there's a Prema Taru Lata, or not a Lata, there's a Taru in Vrindavan. So if one does bhajan, sadhana bhajan in Vrindavan, or Vipralamba Kshetra Sri Purukshottam Kshetra, Vipralamba Kshetra Sri Puridham, or he does sadhana bhajan in Mayapur, Yogapit, or Navadvip, he will attain very, very quickly, jaldi, jaldi, fatafat, Krishna Prem Prapti. This is the guarantee of the acharyas. This is the guarantee of the Shastra. So much power, so much Shakti, Bhakti Shakti Prabhav. Bhakti Shakti Prabhav in the Dham. Some people have experienced it by living there. So the Shastras are telling Panchanga Bhakti. Panchanga Bhakti, okay, there's unlimited ways to serve Krishna, there's unlimited ways to love Him. Navaveda Bhakti, they're summarized in 9 forms, and each one of those 9 forms has unlimited branches. Ananta Seva, Ananta Bhagavan. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu is telling, and his acharyas are telling, there of these unlimited numbers, there's Panchanga Bhakti. These 5 are so much bal, so much bala, so much power. Any one of these limbs, these angas, bhakti anga, only one, you absorb yourself in one, you'll attain prema. Krishna prema, guaranteed. Nav Sankirtan, Mathura Mandala Vas, Braja Vas, living in Braja, living in Vrindavan, or Holy Dham. Bhagavat Shravan, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavat Shravan Rasika Bhakta Sahasanga. Hearing a Bhagavatam in association of a Rasik Vaishnava. It gives Ras. Because it's a Rasa Shastra. If we hear the Bhagavatam in the association of a non-Rasik Vaishnava, it gives Bhakti. It gives Shuddh, purification. But ras is something that's produced by a combination of different bhavas. Comes bhakti ras. There can be bhakti, but without something has to be added to it to make it bhakti ras. What has to be added? Bhav. Stahi bhav. Anu bhav. Sattvic bhav. Then they combine together and make ras. Bhakti alone is not ras. That's why, but that's rare. Where to find a Rasik Vaishnav? Impossible. Very difficult. And then, what is the other? That was 4? I think that's 4. Then the 4th one, the 5th one, the Panchanga Bhakti is Saru Sangha. Saru Sangha means love the devotees. If you have the capacity, if you have the ability, or the notion, or the interest to love anyone, which is very rare in this world. No one has even the ability to love, or to speak of the idea. Everyone is simply exploiting unit, dedicated to me. But if by chance we are of that nature, then our love, our propensity to love, to honor, to serve, to respect, should be singularly and solely directed to the Vaishnavas. Vaishnav Seva, Jiva Dhoya, Nam Ruchi Prapti. This is the Krama, Sarana Krama, the sequence. Show compassion to the Jivas, Jiva Dhoya. Where does that compassion start? It starts with this jiva. Number one, numero uno. Show compassion to yourself. Atma karuna. Atma anukamp. Anukamp. Jiva daya, show compassion to yourself. Stop killing yourself. Atmaha. Atmahasin, we're killing ourselves by indriya priti, love for sense gratification. We're killing ourselves by illusion and false pursuits of temporary happiness. The atma is dead. The atma is sleeping. So first, direct compassion towards ourselves. Search for liberation. Who is God? Who am I? Underneath it all. Underneath all the coverings and sheaths and protective layers of ego and hankar and identity and falseness that covers me and surrounds me. If I strip it away and peel it back and cut it off, can I find the real me? The jiva sar, the essence of my life? Is it sex? Is it eating? Is it sleeping? fighting, defending, establishing, lording over. This is the essence of the jiva. No. This is an illusory covering. Maya. That which is not. Ma. Na. Maya. This is bhakti. Then, if that compassion arises in ourselves, if we're really selfish, if we're really selfish, it doesn't mean we're egoistic, it doesn't mean we're use everyone for our own purposes. If we're really selfish, we'll discover the self. Selfish. This is an English word, selfish. I only care about me. But if you look at this word like a Hindi word or Sanskrit, self-ish. Self-ish. Ish means Lord. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Parama Ishvara. Self-ish. Ish means Lord or controller. So if we're really selfish, we will try to find the controller and the Lord of our selves. You follow? It's a little trick on a word. This is the search for me. Who am I? Who is God? Do we have a sambandha? Do we have a relationship? So from this tree of love of Godhead, now we heard that the tree went from Navadvip to Jagannath Puri, went to Vrindavan. Then where did the tree go? Now it's described by Krishna's Kaviraj, our Mahajanacharya. Now that tree, that desire tree, Bhakti Taru, has surrounded the entire world. This is right from the book. I'm just mimicking or repeating what we read. Now that this desire tree, this Prema Mara Taru, is surrounding the entire world, and because this tree is not a barren tree, it is not barren or infertile, it is full of leaves, beautiful, verdant, green, shimmering, soothing leaves, and it's full of beautiful flowers and beautiful fruits, Prem Phal. Radha Govinda Prem Phal. This tree is spread everywhere. And the worshippers of Gauranga, they are distributing these fruits of love of God to everyone. Because the tree is there. If I have a big mango tree in Mayapur, if there's anybody here from Bengal, we have mango, we have mango trees in our Jagannath Mandir. And I was staying there some time years ago in this part of Mayapur, and it was mango season. Very good time to be there. And the trees were producing mangoes like anything. Like anything. Jada production. I inquired, being a inquisitive person. I said, "My dear Mali, Malakara, this tree has so many fruits, I can't count them. How many trees will this tree produce this season?" He said, "Oh, this one, this is a moti moti wala. This is a very big one. This tree will produce 5,000 mangoes. One tree. Bhagavan Sri Krishna Vibhuti Shakti Ki. This is power. This one is Tora Kamjor. Ye Taru Tora Kamjor, only 3,000. One tree, 3,000 fruits. If I have a tree like that in my yard, can I eat 5,000 mangoes? I want to. I really want to, but I really can't accommodate. I can't digest. So I have to distribute them. Therefore, these Prem Taru, this Krishna Prema Taru, these trees are everywhere. They're all around the world. And who has these trees? Because you may have a yard. You have some house and some good bungalow. In GK1, you have a nice yard, some nice champak trees, and gulab. And the Hare Krishna devotees, they sneak in there in the morning, they steal your flowers. They steal the flowers from your trees and they bring it to Bhagavan, make a mala. Because you have nice flowers. Or you may have a mango tree. So when you're sleeping, then devotees will sneak in there, in the bhav of Makanchur. In the bhav of Makanchur. They will come there at 5 o'clock in the morning when you're sleeping, like Krishna would steal yogurt. Look at these mangoes. Are both badiya hai, both ras hai, both ek paka, ek tam paka. Come on, suckers, let's rip them off. Let's steal them. So then Amchur Bhagavan ki. Because Mahaprabhu used to steal mangoes also. Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna Gokul made, he was Dahichur, Makanchur, stealing yogurt and butter. Now, when Krishna became Gauranga in Mayapur, he's stealing mangoes. Rivo. You have this tree, it's full of mangoes. So if you have a little bit of compassion, you'll start distributing to the other people. Hey, ow, sab log ow. Lao, I'm Lao. Sab log ao, prem am Lao. Is that right? Everybody come here and take the fruit. So the questions remaining, I asked, who has these trees full of mangoes, full of prema, in their backyard? Is it in GK1, in a big, big bungalow, or in wherever the big houses are? Farmhouses? No. Vancha kalpa trubhyascha kripa sindhu bhayavacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Vancha kalpa, this kalpa tru, this prema tru, bhakti tru, is in the yard of the devotees. They don't have to go steal flowers. They don't have to steal anyone's flowers. Each Vaishnava is a kalpa taru, a bhakti taru, a desire tree of love of Godhead. If we want to eat those fruits of Krishna prema, these trees are everywhere. You might say, I can say, everywhere in Delhi there are mango trees. And there must be here and there. But have you seen one? No. Have you stolen a mango from any Delhi mango tree? Maybe not. But do you believe they may exist? Is it possible?
Yes.
Is it logical? There could be some mango trees growing in Delhi. Do you all agree?
Yes.
So in the same way, we have never seen a walking tree of prema. We have never seen a Vaishnava. So, but we believe, we have the faith, as we believe in the existence of a mango tree in Delhi in somebody's yard, somewhere, we have the Shraddha or Vishwas, belief, that in Delhi or in this world, there are so many premi bhaktas, so many premi bhaktas walking here and there, and they're distributing all these mangoes, all these fruits of love of God, and take it. Bharushaka Upajila, so many branches came to form a mandala. All these branches from this prema truly formed a mandala. And Prabhupada translates the word mandala as society. And in the purports of that verse from Adhyaya 9, chapter 9, the previous chapter, Prabhupada said, quote, our ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is one of the branches of the Chaitanya Prema Taru. The founder Acharya, the Samstak, is that right? Samstak Acharya, ISKCON Samstak Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, he is telling that this society, this mandal, this Vaishnav mandal, this is called Vaishnav mandal. It is a mandal of prema. Premi Vaishnav mandala, ISKCON. Krishna Bhavan Amrita Sangha, something like that. Krishna Bhavan Amrita Sangha. So beautiful term, so much deep meaning. It is a kalpa tru, Chaitanya tree of Krishna prema. So wherever these branches are open, this is a branch of ISKCON, we think, oh, this is an ISKCON branch. 108, we say center, branch. It doesn't mean a branch of ISKCON. It means a Chaitanya Prema Taru Shaka. They follow my language? This is not a center. Oh, did you go to the center? When I go to Gurugan, they say, oh, come to the center. What is the center? The center is Radhakund. Prabhupada said the center is Sevakunj. It says there right in his own words in Lilamrita. The center of the spiritual world is Sevakunj. It's in Lilamrita. Prabhupada's Vakya, Guru Vakya. Sevakunj, that kunja where Krishna serves his devotee. Sevakunj. Smara Garala Mandanam, Kandanam, Smara Garala Kandanam. Mama Shirasi Mandanam Dehi Parapalavam Udharam. Oh Radharani, I am burning in a fire of lust for my devotee's love. I am so anxious to taste the love of my devotee. Smara Garala Kandana. This is a garala. I am burning with anxiety and desire to taste and relish Bhakta Prem, the love of my devotees. Oh, Radharani, you're my greatest devotee. You're my Param Bhakt. You're my Priyaji. Will you please Kandanam? Smara Gara Kandanam. Break that smara. Break that anxiety I have to taste the love of my devotees. Me? I am your Priyaji? But you're my Priyatam. How can I do that? What, you're in so much anxiety to taste the love of your devotees. What can I do to break that anxiety? Not much. I don't need much. I don't need much to break my anxiety, to destroy this intense craving. I have this intense craving. Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, Madhurya Purushottama Sri Krishna has intense craving to taste and relish Bhakta Prem, the love of his devotees. The expressions of love and attachment and dedication and surrender and absorption that the bhaktas have in their hearts and lives expressions. Krishna's burning with a desire for this love. There's nothing to do with smara. Smara means mundane lust. Smara. This is not what we're talking about here. A totally different category. This is divyavichar. Divyavichar. Transcendental understanding, consideration. So Radharani's saying, well, what can I do? Krishna says, Mama Shirasi Mandanam. Please, decorate Mandanam. Adorn, decorate my head, which is the crown of my existence, the top of my body, my head, Shir. Please decorate it with the lowest part of your body. The top of my body is the head, yes? And the bottom of your body is the feet, pada, yes? This is all I want. Tora Radha Charna Prem Raj. Radha Charna Prem Raj. Duli. Radha Charna Duli Prem. This Prema Duli. I simply only need a few sprinkles of dust from your prema-laden feet, from your Madanaikya Mahabhav-saturated prema-pada. This is what I'm begging. I'm begging you. I'm at your feet, Radharani, in Sevakunj. I'm begging you, kneeling at your feet. Don't you see I have Anjali? I'm not begging the voters to give me a vote. You see all these posters of these guys running for election. And they're like this. Please vote for me. I'm not begging for your votes. I'm begging for your recognition. I'm begging for your acceptance. I'm begging for your love. A drop of your love. Ayi nanda tanashikin karam patitam maam vishame bhavam buddha. Kripaya paraparapankaja stita duli sadrisham vichintya. Krishna's begging for this. Dehi Parapalavam. Dehi, give me, please give me Parapalavam. Your beautiful, tender, gentle, sweet, soft, bud-like feet. You have a flower and you have a leaf. Before it becomes a flower, it's a flower bud. Before it unfurls as a leaf, it's called a leaf bud. It's very soft. And then at the end, it's a little reddish. This is what I want. So Krishna is asking for this. This is Seva Kunj. This Leela, this Tattva. Tattva Vichar, Leela Vichar. Seva Kunj me, Vrindavan. Krishna begging for the love of his devotee. The Prem Ras of Radharani. This is how glorious the Vaishnavas are. They are carrying this tree of Krishna Prem in their hearts. And Prabhupada has opened branches. Wherever this branch is, we can find Krishna Prema. There's Kapha Rikshas are walking all around here, sitting here. There's so many right here. So many trees of love of God. Bhakti Taru. They can fulfill any devotee, any pure Vaishnava. He can fulfill your inner heart's desire, what you really want in life. The happiness, satisfaction, that will come from devotee. But people are so covered, they're so egoistic, and so proud, so much dhamba. Dhamba means pride, that they can't see the devotee. They can't appreciate the devotee. So they never do Vaishnav Seva, Jiva Dhaya, compassion to yourself. Then see the devotee, appreciate the devotee, and serve the devotees. This is where we'll get prema, from the lotus feet of the devotees. Vaishnav Seva. And the first installment of that prema, of that full-blown prema utfala, full-blown lotus, a full-blown flower of prema, will come in Namruchi. Taste for the holy name. Ras, swad, nam swadanam, swadanam, taste. This is a karma, this is a progression, step by step. Step one, karuna, jiva dvaya, compassion. To who? Start with yourself. Show compassion yourself, surrender at the feet of a pure Vaishnava, get Nam Ruchi, attain prema, and then show Jiva Dvaya to others. Give them Krishna prema. This is the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the teachings of ISKCON. Jiva Dvaya. Hey, Jeev Jago, wake up, sleeping souls. You're an illusion. You're suffering because of your ignorance. You're suffering because of your wrong attachments. Listen, I have good news for you. Shubha Samachar. My newspaper doesn't have any bad news. My newspaper doesn't have any murders, rapes, robberies, hypocrisy, corruption, terrorism, hijacks. My newspaper is called Dur Samachar. What is it? Dur? Bad. Dushta. What do you say? Bad news. How do you say bad news? Dushta Samachar, right? Dusht. You buy it every day, this times, that times, your times, my times, all times, sometimes, Dushta Samachar. But this is Prem Samachar. This is the good news of love from the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Rasa Granth, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the good news. Mangala, Sumangala, Ati 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 Sumangala Samachar. The most auspicious, beneficial news we could ever hear is that, what is that news? I am Krishna's eternal loving servant. I have an eternal, individual, prema-filled, rasa-filled, ecstasy-filled relationship with that Krishna. This is the best news. That's the news that ISKCON's giving. Prabhupada's books are full of this good news, but no one's reading them. Everyone's reading this dushta samachar, the bad news. Oh, you read the newspaper, you get anxious, you get tense, you get tension, anxiety, fear.
Worry.
Oh. You read the Bhagavatam, you get ecstasy. Well, this is a very nice, of course we didn't discuss Trikumbhara Brahmachari, but you heard about him already. But we heard about just why these branches are so important, why we're hearing about these great devotees, because they're trees full of love. They're agents of love. So each one is individually glorified, their particular characteristics, their particular sambandha and relationship with the main tree and Lord Chaitanya, and their contribution. That's what we hear as we hear the charitra, Vaishnava charitra, the name, fame, and glories of these Vaishnavas. And what is the result of that? What does it say here? Very interesting. It gives some... In this chapter, beginning with this discussion, I'm ending here, with this chapter discussing the Vaishnavas, the author of this chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj, he's giving a shruti phala. Phal shruti. He's giving a benediction, he's giving a boon and a blessing. Before you even read the chapter, he's saying, alright, now I'm going to describe the glorious qualities of the prema-filled devotees of Lord Chaitanya, the Nitya Parishads. Now, something's going to happen. If you hear about their glories with an open heart, and with a submissive attitude and a surrendered mind, and showing regard their adar, Vaishnav adar, with respect, and you honor them and you attentively hear about them, then what will happen? This will happen. Sri Krishna Padamboja Marupebhyo Namo Namaha Katanchid Ashrayad Yesham Shwapi Tad Gandabhag Bhavet. Because every week we're hearing the glories of a different Vaishnava. Vaishnav Charitra, Vaishnav Mahima. Next week we'll hear about another Vaishnava. So what is the power? What is the Shakti, this Shravana Shakti? What is the power of hearing these glories of the Vaishnavas, Vaishnav Mahima? He says, the author, first he offers his respectful obeisances to his Ishtadev. This is the Mangalacharan. Oh my Ishtadev, oh my Gaur, oh please, let me repeatedly offer my humble obeisances in the dust of your Pada Ambuja, your lotus feet. And then he says, let me offer my obeisances unto the bee-like devotees, Maru. He says, Maru Pebya. What a beautiful way to describe a Vaishnava. He's a Krishna Bhakta. Well, that's nice. He's a Vaishnava. The author here is saying, no, very beautiful, it's called Kavya, poetic description. An Alamkar, ornamental, Alamkar Bhashya, ornamental language, decorated language. He's saying, Maru Pebhyo Namo Namaha. Madhu, shahad, honey, pebyo, pibo, piao, piao, piao. It means, namaste, O Vaishnavas. Who are you? Who are the devotees of Lord Chaitanya? They drink honey. They are like bumblebees, prem madhukar. They are bumblebees at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are drinking their madhu pebyo, madhu piao. They're drinking the honey from the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. These are the devotees that we're talking about. Shukrambara Brahmachari, Nandanacharya, Thakur. These are bee-like honeybees, Madhukar. They're drinking the sweet honey of prema from the lotus feet of Gauranga. Sri Gauranga Pada Ambujo, Madhu. The madhu applies to his feet and also applies to the drinkers, madhu pebyo. That relishable honey, that makaranda, that pollen and honey that's oozing and dripping from the beautiful, golden, tender, sweet, compassionate feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Then he says, if we do that, shwapi tad ganda bhagbhavet. Even if a dog somehow takes shelter of such devotees. Shwa. Shwa means shwa vidra hostrakare. Some sutta parasham pushu. Shwa means dog. Right? Even if it says Prabhupada's translation, very nice phrasing. Even a doggish non-devotee, which means if one is equal to one, the other is equal to the other. So Prabhupada is saying, if you're a non-devotee, you're a dog. If you're a non-devotee, you're a dog and you're dog-like. If you're a devotee, you're a god and you're god-like. Right? So we have a choice. We can be dog, D-O-G, or we can be God, G-O-D, God Das, the servant of God. Right? You change the words. G-O-D, God. Now start from the backside. They have it backwards. They have it around backwards. G-O-D. People don't know how to spell. Are you G-O-D, Das? No, I'm D-O-G. I'm dog. Oh, your brain is upside down. You have ulta buddhi, viparita buddhi. You need an adjustment. You should see a psychiatrist. Yeah, maybe you're right. Where's the good psychiatrist? Oh, there's about 200 of them. Watch out. Yeah, it's a whole bhavan. Psychiatric bhavan. Yes. Yeah, there's 200 psychiatrists there. Where? Sat Nagar, main road, east of Kailash, ISKCON Mandir. It's full of psychiatrists. They can take your viparita buddhi and correct it and put it in the right direction. Yes. Serve God. Love God. Respect everyone. Love everyone. Serve everyone. So he's saying that even a doggish non-devotee, if he honors these Vaishnavas and serves them, Vaishnava Seva, then he will enjoy the aroma of a lotus flower. Shwapi tad ganda bhag bhavet. But a stinky, doggish non-devotee, if he contacts and honors the Vaishnavas by hearing about them and respecting them and serving them, he will take on Kamala Ganda. Kamala Ganda. He will assume and acquire the attribute or the fragrance of a Kamala, a Nilotpala, a blue lotus flower. Because the devotees of Krishna are Nilotpala. They are blue lotus flowers. Nila. Nila Utpala means a blossoming blue lotus flower. So if we associate with the devotees of Krishna, we will take on the fragrance not of a Kamala Ganda or not a Padma Ganda, but a Nilotpala. Nilotpala is a blue sham rung, blue lotus flower which grows what's that lake in Tibet everybody goes to? Mansarovar. If you want to see a blue lotus flower, go to Mansarovar or go to Thailand. Go to Thailand, you can see a blue sham rung. So these are some wonderful points about this chapter, the Shaka, the branches of Lord Chaitanya's tree, and how fortunate we are to be connected with that tree. So we count our blessings on a day like this. We count our blessings, how many fruits we received. Kripa, phal, so much fruits of mercy. Prema begins with kripa. Vaishnava kripa ambudi. Vaishnava kripa ambudi. A Vaishnava is an ocean ambudi of kripa. It begins there with kripa. First comes kripa, then comes, in that kripa comes gyan and vigyan, and then sharanagati is drawn out by that kripa, and then sarana, and then abhyas, then more sharanagati, and more sharanagati, and more sharanagati, and more seva. Seva sharanagati, seva sharanagati, surrender, serve, surrender, serve. On and on and on, and then that's climbing. You're climbing the tree, step by step. Then finally you get to the top of the tree. Ah, look at this mango. It's so sweet. So golden yellow with a slight tinge of red. Some inviting me, increasing my attraction. Yellow is attractive, but a little bit of redness mixed in there, it heightens my attraction. It enhances my delight and increases my anticipation. or the great happiness and sweetness I will experience therein. So then I reach my hand up to that fruit. I look around. I snatch it. But then I think, oh, I should offer it. Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. I should offer it to Krishna. So I touch my forehead. Jai Bhagavan. When Prabhupada was in New Vrindavan, our sannyasi knows this, he was walking in the summertime in New Vrindavan, West Virginia. And there was apple trees, very nice apples grow there in the Appalachian Valley. It's not connected with apple. It's called Appalachian Valley, but there's apple trees, saved. So Prabhupada said, oh, they look like the apples are ripe. And Prabhupada said, yes. So then they said, Prabhupada, take a look at it. So they picked the apple, and Prabhupada said, very nice. Prabhupada immediately ate the apple. And then a devotee is walking in, Prabhupada said, oh, Prabhupada, You just took that apple directly from the tree and you ate it. You didn't offer it to Krishna. You didn't ring a bell and put a tosi patra on it and ding, 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 ding. And Prabhupada smiled and said, the tree has already offered its fruits to Krishna. Now I'm simply taking Krishna's prasadam. Of course, we can't imitate. No anukaran. Right? No imitation. We don't imitate guru, walk around, go to the sabji market, oh, nice fruit. Go in someone's house and start eating the mangoes off the table. No, we're not advocating that. We're just trying to say how the fruits of love of God are everywhere, and they've been distributed by Srila Prabhupada, and now they're being distributed by all the followers of Srila Prabhupada, and all the wonderful Premi Bhaktas in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. So on that note, we'll close and thank you for your extended attention and extended dedication to hear this katha on this auspicious day of Monday. Every day is auspicious in the association of devotees. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.